8:35 of the Big 550 KTRS. Kat Neville from Feast Magazine, our favorite segment of the week. Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunn in Clayton, has new menus that combines the bistro and the cafe menus into one. So now you can order your favorite items in either of the dining areas. Check out the websites at Jimmy Cafe, jimmyscafe.com. Plus, look for my character on the wall, and don't look for JC's. He doesn't have one. So make sure you find mine. JC, nowhere to be found on the famous walls of Jimmy's on the Park. Kat, good morning this morning.
You like to tell people about that caricature.
Yeah, that's one of my prouder things I got going on. That and my Ted Drew's frozen custard concrete.
That's the one with Oreo in it, right?
Half Oreo, half Heath.
Heath, that's right. I love that's Heath
right.
bars.
All right, now, before we get to the two restaurants,
yes.
Last week you and I went to lunch.
Yes, we did.
Went to lunch at Andy Gunn's. And you ordered...
Yes, I did.
You ordered what?
Sweetbreads.
Sweetbreads. So you said, have you ever had sweetbreads? I said, no. You said, try it. And I said, is it shellfish? You said, no. So
yeah.
I tried it. And it was awesome.
I know.
It was fantastic.
I know. They were lamb sweetbreads.
Now hold on a second.
Okay.
Now, I said, what is it? And you said, I'm not going to tell you until after you eat.
Because I know you.
Okay, right. Okay. So after I eat it, and I'm like, this is so ridiculously good. I said, what is it? And you said, it's...
A thymus gland.
The gland, and you point to your neck, gland of a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there was some sauce there or something else.
It was pureed parsnips.
Okay. So the next couple of days, I'm like, hey, I had this sweet bread. They're like, really? You had sweet bread? And I was like, yeah. They're like, do you know what that is? I'm like, yeah, it's like the glands or something. They're like, no. And I'm
what
like,
is it?
What is it? They're like, it's... testicles.
That's not correct.
Okay, so it's not correct.
No, that's inaccurate.
Okay, so you did not feed me lamb testicles
no.
last week.
No.
Okay, good. Because
typically, testicles are called Rocky Mountain oysters.
Okay, because this would have been your last segment of the show.
No, they're not testicles.
All right.
People eat testicles, but that's not what that is.
That's on the JC show. This is a more family-friendly show. And so
you
right.
also ate sardines. I'd like everybody to
I hear. Did have the
yes.
sardines. The sardines were okay. It was,
they were very good.
I guess. I've never
and
had sardines before.
And then they brought out the pork belly.
And they brought out the pork belly, which was very good.
Good.
Yeah. But the sweetbread,
yeah.
Holy mackerel. We were telling people next to us, we're like, try this sweetbread.
I know. You cracked me up. Oh. They're like, well, it was Friday, too. And you were like, I'm just going to have to go to confession.
Yeah, it's so hard to be
oh,
on
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, great. Now, great. Oh, boy. That's a whole other issue. All right. Well, moving right along.
Sorry.
Also, a couple weeks ago, maybe a while back, you told us about a nice little restaurant in South St. Louis
yeah.
called Farmhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And the owner of Farmhouse,
Kevin Willman,
just won a giant award.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Was this the Food and Wine?
Yes.
Yes.
Food and Wine Magazine's Best New Chefs of 2011
mm-hmm.
right here in St. Louis.
He's fantastic. Yes. I actually got wind of that like a few weeks ago, but I was sworn to secrecy.
Okay.
So I think that Kevin is truly talented. Farmhouse is a treasure.
Right.
I think you've got to go, especially if you like seafood, and he does more than, you know, shellfish, but he really specializes in really fantastic seafood preparations. At lunch, they do the blue plate special where it's
right.
just one thing every day, but then at night, it's the full menu, and it's great. And it's Farm, H-A-U-S,
right.
not H-O-U-S-E.
And it's South City, right?
Yeah, on Ivanhoe.
Right, yeah. And well, I was there. I had a great time. And, I mean, this isn't just a good chef in St. Louis. This is a countrywide
yes.
survey in which he was deemed by this Food and Wine
Food
magazine,
Wine magazine. Mm-hmm.
Which is the second best magazine out there. Feast, clearly the first. but, I mean, that's a pretty good honor for a local chef.
It's incredible.
Chef.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And he deserves it. I think that it just shows the level of food that we can experience here in St. Louis.
Right.
And I am so excited for him. Kevin is a great guy as well as a great chef. And he and Jessica, his wife, who runs the front of the house, they just do wonderful things.
And you have a permanent seat there because when I went in, they said Kat Neville sits right there
like
every
to
time.
Sit at the bar.
Every time, right there in the corner. That's
yes.
where she sits. All right. Give us a couple of restaurants.
Okay. So I pulled two ideas actually from the April issue of Feast. I recently had some people on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, asking me where they could get good bagels. And
oh, good question.
Yeah. And actually in our Easter brunch story, we kind of like did this making it easy because you have your whole family over right. and it's something you have to do in the morning. And so one of our things was, you know, kind of do a really nice bagel spread or whatever. And it was the Bagel Factory that we suggested. And so I actually wanted to kind of tell you guys about it. It's this tiny little place at 11256 Olive Boulevard. And I made note that it is at Olive at Mosley Road.
Okay.
And it is east of 270.
How about that?
Aha.
Mosley
it's
Road.
Only taken me 6 years.
Inside of 270.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And so it's a tiny little place. You walk up and it's just a counter mm-hmm. that's filled with all different kinds of bagels. And if you don't get there in time, you might not get your favorite. And my favorite is the everything bagel.
Oh, mine too. I love the everything bagel.
I love everything bagels. And they were out one time when I went, so I was bummed out. But they have so many flavors. They've got just plain. They have rye. They have sweet flavors. Like they have a cinnamon raisin that's really good. They do. They have an onion. They have just a plain garlic. And they serve. They have like really good tubs of this terrific brand of cream cheese.
Right.
And you can get big bags of day old bagels. And that's all they have is bagels.
Just bagels.
Just bagels. And they're made the authentic way. Which means that they are boiled and then they are baked. And so what that ends up with is you have a dense, really chewy texture, but a crisp exterior. So it's just, it's not like like bread.
Right.
A bagel is supposed to be really dense and have kind of a chew to it. And yeah, the Bagel Factory is awesome.
The Bagel Factory, 11256 Olive Boulevard, cross street Mosley Road, inside of 270. Some people who are from the East Coast say you can only get a real bagel in New York because of the water.
Yes.
Is that
people
true or false?
Say that. Yeah, I've read various things.
Yeah.
Who knows if it, all I can say is that people say that, and we don't live in New York, so go to the Bagel Factory and get a bagel.
I disagree with that. I've had great bagels outside of New York.
I have too.
Yes.
You're gonna get mail about this one.
Well, I'm sure we are. I get mail over saying that it's 8:42 in the morning. So.
They're like, no, it's 8:43.
But I think it's like the pizza dough is different in New York because of the water. I don't get that either. I mean, it's good pizza dough is good pizza dough.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there's also mystique associated with things and tradition
right.
and all that kind of stuff. And I have to say, one of the really kind of fun things they have at the Bagel Factory is these smashed bagels
yeah.
that are coated in sesame seeds. And so they take a sesame seed bagel and they smush it. And basically when you eat it, it's you just get a mouth. It's just like it's crunchy almost. It's really you smear the
it's like
cream
bagel,
cheese on top.
It's like bagel toast.
Kind of.
Bagel Factory. All right. Must stop. Number two.
Number two is one of our where we're dinings. We do different dining picks every month. And I'm really excited that we're hosting the Maplewood Coffee Crawl this month, which is going to be on April 30th. It's a free event. You just RSVP for it and show up and drink coffee. And one of the spots that is going to be featured is Foundation Grounds, which we talked about when they first opened a few years ago. But it is, I mean, coffee shops are very much about the personality of mm-hmm. the place. You know,
right.
you go and you hang out. I mean, the quality of the food is and the coffee is really incredibly important. But it's also about the atmosphere because you tend to chill out, you know, when
right.
you're there. It is an incredibly cute space. They have really comfortable chairs with all different kinds of bright fabric on it. The food, they do grow a lot, some of the stuff themselves, some of their own produce, but they also use as much local and organic as they possibly can. And I think when I was talking to them, they said something around like 80% is going to be organic, which is really a hard thing to do because
right.
there's not that much available. They use Goshen coffee, which is roasted in Edwardsville, and everything on the menu is good. Even their pastries. They have this one pastry that I absolutely adore called a goo ball. It's not gooey, but it's called a goo ball. And it's kind of like those no-bake cookies you made when you were a kid where it's just like chocolate and oats and, you know, maybe some powdered sugar in there to make it all stick together. But it's just this wonderful thing that's like coconut and chocolate. And I love it.
Sounds
so.
Fantastic. All right. Where is the Maplewood or the Foundation Grounds?
Yeah, Foundation Grounds is at 7298 Manchester in Maplewood. They have fantastic sandwiches. One of them has like sliced pear and spinach with melted brie. And it's just, it's delicious. And onion on there. So it's like melty and cheesy and tart and everything. All the good stuff at once.
I'm not a coffee guy, but walking into a coffee house and smelling the coffee sure does smell good.
I love coffee.
Yeah.
I can't get by without my coffee. I've got my coffee right here.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's a barbershop in a sense where people go and chat and talk, and every day they're there and they read the paper and they converse and friends.
It's a neighborhood gathering place, and it reflects the personalities of the owner and also the personalities of the neighborhood, because, you know, you kind of attract, when you're in a neighborhood like that, you design it to appeal to the people that are there. So if you go to coffee houses like, you know, in Maplewood or downtown or in Chesterfield or wherever it is you go, they're each going to have their own kind of unique character. And I love that.
That's a great point. It's the corner bar of the 21st century, in a sense.
Yes.
All right. Foundation Grounds, 7298 Manchester. Also the Bagel Factory on Olive Road, Olive and Mosley, inside of 270. I got 1 minute. Anything new with the magazine? Feaststl.com?
Well, we've got so much going on this month. Actually, tomorrow I am hosting Talk Toast Taste, which is the St. Louis Public Radio fundraiser.
Talk Toast Taste?
Yep.
Okay.
And they're featuring Missouri wines. That's exciting. And next week is our Le Cole Culinaire class, and we're going to be doing Classic Diner Fare. In the April issue, we did all of these great, soda fountain favorites. We got recipes from, like, Crown Candy Kitchen and stuff. So on the 19th, I believe, is when our class is going to be.
Feast. Newsstands everywhere. FeastSTL.com. And remember, sweet bread are not testicles.
No, and they're delicious.
And have a good week.
You too.
Ashley Judd is going to join us next in the Big 550 KTRS.